We're talking with a Hall of Famer who is the greatest running back in Pitt Panther history, one of the greatest running backs in the NFL's history, and has an awful lot of the records at Hopewell High School, at least for now. Let's go to the Rivertown Hotline. Welcome in Tony Dorsett. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I know you're doing a lot of things these days. We're going to get to that in a second, but it seems like this city is in playoff mode right now. The Ravens are coming to town. In my opinion, Tony, it's the greatest rivalry that there is in the National Football League right now. When you were playing, was it the Redskins for you? Who was it for you when you were playing? Your arch rival. Obviously, there was a rivalry with the Steelers once you got to the Super Bowl, but who was it for you, the Cowboy?
Right. It was the Washington Redskins. Redskin week here in Dallas was a huge week. And matter of fact, it was one of those games. You know, you had to. You know, it was one of those, I guess, confrontations that the whole nation wanted to watch. Everybody had some interest in seeing who would win that football game. But it was the Redskins.
When you look at this Ravens and Steelers matchup, the two teams know each other so well, Tony. They're mirror images. They like to play the same kind of football game. And you know that the other team plays your style of football. What does it come down to? As a player, what do you have to do to get it to break your way?
Execution, concentration, doing the little things. Obviously, turnovers are going to be a big play in it, field position. But, you know, these guys, I love watching these two teams play against each other. It reminds me of old school football, smash mouth football. These guys go out, they're very physical. They play football like it's supposed to be played. But they got a lot of talented guys going to be on the football field as well. So it's going to be interesting to see. This should be a close, hard-fought football game. But, you know, I'm being from Pittsburgh, you know who I'm going for.
Well, you have to, right? You have to.
That's right.
Is it the best rivalry in the NFL right now?
I would have to think so right now, yes. There's a lot of tension being played to these two teams. And I think a lot has to do with the way they play. You know, they play very physical. You know, you got some characters in there. You know, with Ray Lewis, you got Ben Roethlisberger. You got the Pittsburgh defense against the Baltimore defense, and talented guys offensively. So that makes for some good drama.
Tony Dorsett is a Hall of Famer, class of 1994. Now part of the Hall of Fame process too, Tony. You're doing some work with FanChoice.com. And the Van Heusen Pro Football Hall of Fame Fans Choice Campaign. What exactly is going on there?
Well, what they're trying to do is get the fans to get involved and to voice their choice. You know, Pro Football Hall of Fame has teamed up with Van Heusen and JCPenney for the second straight year, and they're trying to get the fans' input on who they feel should be in this year's class of 2011's class in the Hall of Fame. And like you said, it goes to FanChoice.com, and you can vote on this. You know, they've had over 3.4 million votes at Fans Choice so far. So there's a lot of fans that are interested in who they feel should be in a Hall of Famer. So that's a good deal. And sometime in the future, it's not going to have a direct input on who goes in, not at this year, but I'm hoping sometime maybe in the future that they can have somewhat of an input on who goes in. I'm sure they will influence people as years go by.
Tony Dorsett with us. Tony, I'm going to ask you a tough question because this year's Hall of Fame voting is going to be very interesting. Marshall Faulk is up. Curtis Martin is up. Jerome Bettis up. If you could only take two of those three running backs, and all three are going to end up in, Tony. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. If you had to take two, who goes in this year?
Hey, you know. You know who one of them is going to be.
Curtis Martin, because he went to Pitt.
Absolutely. That's one of my Pitt guys, and he was a constant pro. I mean, he did the game. He played the game right. He handled himself well on and off the field, but he has the numbers to be in the Pro Football's Hall of Fame. So does Jerome Bettis, and so does Marshall Faulk. You know, Marshall Faulk, I think, out of the three, he was the most flashier of the three. He put up big numbers. He was a multi-purpose type of guy. But, man, you know what? I ain't touching that one.
Oh, come on!
I'm not going to touch that one. I think all three of them should go in this year. I love Jerome. He played for one of my favorite teams, obviously the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I've always liked Marshall's game. You know, he's a pro's pro, and he put up the numbers. He played the game well. I'm taking Curtis, and the other two it's a toss up.
All right, say Marshall and Curtis go in this year, and Jerome next year. Is that all right?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. I don't think all three of the guys may go in, but it would be nice from a running back's perspective to see. It'd be a running back type of Hall of Fame ceremony, but I don't think it's going to happen. But yeah, I think two of the guys may go in. But we don't know. It could be just one. But yeah. If two of them go in, I think the other one will go in next year.
Tony, these have certainly been some heady days at your alma mater the last 6 weeks. Todd Graham is now the guy. What do you think of this last month and a half, and how do you think Pitt is coming out of it?
Well, sometimes change is necessary, but there's a way to go about it. There's a procedure to go about it. And I don't know how this happened. You know, Dave Wannstedt obviously was at Pitt when I was there. He was a senior when I was a freshman. He blocked for me, helped make me an All-American. Dave, those players like Dave up there, but you know, unfortunate. You know, they felt it was time to change, and they came and got Mike Haywood. And obviously, we all know what happened to Mike. You know, he got into that domestic altercation, and it just blew up in his face, and it made the university look bad. Sometimes, you know, the smoke is. Smoke is worse than the fire. We don't know if he's going to be proven innocent or not. But he did too much damage for himself and the university for them to keep him. You know, we got a guy there now. Todd Graham, who's high octane on offense. But you know, because the coaching changed, we got players that are leaving. We got one of the top receivers in college football. You know, Jonathan Baldwin, who's going to go pro, and so is Deion Lewis, the little running back. You know, I don't know how bad this is going to hurt us, but when you have change like that, obviously some players are going to bolt, they're going to leave. We've lost a lot of recruits, and, you know, I don't want to say it's as bad as – you remember when they gave the death penalty to SMU?
Right.
That was pretty dramatic, pretty tough on them. They never recovered from that. I'm hoping that we can recover from this. You know, we got a dynamic coach there, and as I talked to him today. I talked to Todd, and like I said, hey, man, if you need me, I'm sure all the other alumnus have reached out and trying to say if you need us, because we got to sell that product again. We got to get Pitt back to being the beast of the East like they were back in the day. And I think he's the guy that may be able to do that with his type of offense that he has. And I understand he's a pretty good recruiter as well.
All right, Tony. So do you then go to a guy who seems to be the jewel of the 2012 class who just might break your records in your stadium? Do you go to Russell Schell and say, son, you need to stay at Pitt? You need to follow my footsteps, son, and go to Pitt.
You know what? That would be dynamic if they could get a guy like him right there from the area. As a matter of fact, I told Todd Graham, I said, you got a guy at my old high school by the name of Russell Schell that could start something great for the University of Pittsburgh. And that's what it takes. It takes somebody. We got a lot of great talent in Western PA, and if a guy, you could get a guy like Russell Schell, who's probably going to be, if not the top recruit in his class, he's going to be pretty close to the top. If you can get him, that makes other players want to come. You know, and they can be a part of something special. That's what I'm saying. They got to sell that product. They can be a starter, be a part of something special. And I can help them. I don't know how we do it as an alumnus, but I know I felt good about being a part of something. And I think all these young athletes will have that opportunity to come to Pitt and help turn their program around. Russell Schell is a good start. Trust me.
How do you feel about his game and watching him? He's on the cusp of breaking your records, Tony, in your stadium, for crying out loud. I mean, the audacity of these kids, right? What do you think of him as a running back?
Hey, they may change the name of that stadium, huh? But he got to do a little bit more, though. He got to get some more stuff. He got to get some more stuff behind it. But let me tell you, I like him. He's a big, strong kid. He's still got to learn the nuances of being a running back. He's a big guy, so he uses his size and he overpowers people. He don't need to take all those hits, also unnecessary hits, but he's a talent. He's strong, he's fast. He's not as shifty, but he is shifty, but he has the potential to have a wonderful career on the collegiate level, and we obviously we'll just go at that level, and then we'll see what happens if how that career turns out, and then see how he does in the National Football League. But I like Russell Schell, and he's at a great school, high school.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
He needs to go to another great school, the University of Pittsburgh.
Sounds like a
Russell,
Panther.
Can you hear me?
It sounds like a Panther man talking right there. Tony's doing some stuff with FanChoice.com, the Van Heusen Pro Football Hall of Fame Fans Choice campaign. You can go online at FansChoice.com and check it out as well. Tony, it was great visiting with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's been my pleasure.